It's pretty awesome. We get to go to these places. We were just at the Strawberry Festival. We go all over the nation and preach. We show up here, within 5 minutes, a young guy comes and he gets tons of truth and warned about your heretical church. Look at our testing at don'tperish.com, neighbors. Test yourself to the Word of God. So yeah, 5 minutes here, and we got the testing showing why this is a corrupt church, and we get to edify and encourage a young man. So glory to God this day. So we come and tell the truth. We warn you about your unbiblical, accursed gospel of unconditional love, eternal security. Even Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. Hey, brother, go down to the corner there. Even Jesus said, if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven. I guess Jesus is a liar. Eternal security. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, you have the hope of the gospel if you endure to the end. If you remain. He says it in 1 Colossians or Colossians 1. If you remain. So we're just out here proclaiming the truth. Iron Men. These guys got shirts on called Iron Men. I think that's worth calling out. The Bible says test all things, 1 Thess 5. So if you would have tested to the scriptures, you would have found out how false this place is. You would have found out that you can't find eternal life keeping man-made traditions. You would have found out that your men of iron are a bunch of butter knives that can't even cut butter because the Word of God exposes them. And it's loving to do this, because if I don't show you your need, you're going to be judged and sent away. I'm the one loving you. Your hireling, feminized Pastor Greg is not loving you biblically, warning you. He's teaching you heresy. So we'll be here for both services, asking for hireling, feminized Greg. And there'll be a testing going up of him too. Refuting his heresy that damns people's souls. And there's a millstone waiting for him. The Bible says, anyone who stumbles, a child, a little one, one of Christ's people, it'd be better for you, there'd be a millstone around your neck. Yeah. There's a millstone waiting for Greg, feminized hireling Greg. There's a millstone waiting for his feminized carnal wife. Look at our testing, folks. This is awesome. Peacefully preaching on the public sidewalk. Telling the truth against crossing church. Look up our testing. For free, we don't make money like these hirelings. Give me a break. A money-back guarantee on tithing. You can't be serious. Unconditional love of God, not taught in Scripture. Your men came up and had to leave in 10 seconds. Pagan holidays. Lady pastors and feminization. A seven mountain mandate. Nowhere taught in Scripture. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. You're trying to make this world his kingdom. You have a false kingdom. You're actually serving the kingdom of Satan. 2 Corinthians 4:4. And your so-called men of iron are a bunch of butter knives in a drawer because they don't have God's word by which to sharpen them. So we love enough to come and tell the truth. We love enough to lift up the biblical gospel, call you to repentance, or you're going to lose your souls. Oh yeah, this testing is going to go all over the internet in time. When you search Crossing Church, our testing comes up. We'll have a link added for hireling feminized Greg. Why? Paul says in Galatians 2, I withstood Peter because he was in the wrong. I guess Paul was really wicked too, huh? No. He withstood him. He's in the wrong. The Bible is full of calling out false people for the ages to see. And so our testing will go up for years. It'll be there to mark this false church. Why? We don't want our neighbors deceived. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. That's awesome. People looking at their phones. I love it. Look up our testing. You're going to see audio and video later today. of your hirelings coming up and they couldn't even open the Word of God. I asked a real hard question. Where is unconditional love of God anywhere in the Scriptures? Hey, you, old man with earrings, older than me, Iron Man, can you tell me? Where's unconditional love in Scriptures? While you're at it, open your Bible. Can you show me where men should be wearing earrings like feminized losers? Because you're all a loser to the Word of God. Why do I call you a loser? You're going to lose your soul, sir. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Your tattoos, your earrings, your feminized pastor and feminized body, your weakness, ineffectual. Did you know Revelation 21:8 says, fearful will not inherit the kingdom of God? That means timid. Are you timid with the Word of God, men? Do you even know how to lift up the biblical truth? You don't, because you don't have it. So it's a warning. It's loving. Jesus loved people by calling them hypocrites, telling them what one thing they lacked. John the Baptist said, hey, you brood of vipers, who told you to leave, to flee from the wrath of God? Yeah. So it's biblical and it's loving to come and show up and call out this sin. Because if I don't, if the biblical street preacher doesn't call out your sin, where is it going to get called out? Your website? No, your website's a heretical goat farm mess. Your associations in this town? No, they haven't done it yet. Your hireling feminized Pastor Greg? No. His feminized wife? No. The media? No. 99.999% of the internet? No. Where do you hear truth? Just like in the Bible, the biblical street preacher, the word preach means proclaim. It's not a feminized guy in a box on Sunday. Preach means publicly proclaim the Word of God. So if you're not ready to publicly proclaim the Word of God, you should shut up. Paul says their mouths must be silenced. So we're just loving our neighbor, calling out all these false, corrupt places, calling out the sin of Pentecostalism, calling out their false gospel that cannot save anyone, putting up our testing to mark and warn people. It's loving to do so. Jesus says, go preach the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and his resurrection that defeats death. And the Bible calls you to repentance. You got to repent. Change your mind, change your ways. Come out of the world, come out of false churchianity. And the Bible says through faith and repentance you can be born again. Now, who does God give the Holy Spirit to? Just anybody? Just anybody? Hey, brother! Brother! Get off their properties, please. You don't want to be doing that. These hirelings already tried to call the police, even though they wanted one, brother. Don't do that. They're hirelings. They're weak, ineffectual men. They got to call police with guns and dogs and billy clubs. But I'm sure the cops said, we know that guy. He's legal and peaceful. Hey, maybe one of the police officers said this. Did you use the Word of God on him? Isn't that supposed to be your weapon? You want me to come with my guns and my dog and my billy club and my taser? I guess we should talk about that too. It does show you how these places are ineffectual. I'm one old man with a sign, and they can't even come and bring the Word of God. If what I was saying wasn't true, your hireling Greg, your feminized pastor, could come out and slice and dice me with the Word of God. I'm surprised he's not sending his feminized wife out here. We get that a lot. The women come out and try to teach us, which is unbiblical. My wife knows the Bible better than all of you men put together, but she won't catch her rebuking or teaching men. Why? She's a godly, biblical, submissive wife. Your pastor, Greg, is not fit for ministry because his wife is not submissive not biblical. She's a feminized woman. 1 Timothy 2, 1 Corinthians 15 says no lady pastors. It's very clear in Scripture. The pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. I covered them with a video. Easter. It's a Roman Catholic holiday, not ordained by God. Good Friday, another Roman Catholic holiday. So let me ask you a question. Jesus said he'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Can any of you math men, you might not be men of iron, maybe you're men of some math. Can any of you give me 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning? Ooh, quick, look at your phone. You can't. Why? Because Jesus didn't die on Friday. He died on Wednesday before Thursday, the high Sabbath. John 19 tells us there was a high Sabbath that day, or that week. He dies on Wednesday. He goes in the grave Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He raises Saturday. 3 days, three nights. Why? He is our Sabbath rest. I got articles on all that at the teaching blog. But you teach Roman Catholic false ways. Now, why does this matter? Well, we're doing it for Jesus. Two main reasons it matters. One, you can't worship God in lies. Jesus said you worship God in vain for keeping man-made traditions. Mark 7. So you make Jesus a liar. And two, all liars are going to enter judgment and hell. Revelation 21 says so. Revelation 22 says so. Whoever loveth and maketh a lie. So we're just loving our neighbor with our testing of Crossing Church. Showing your neighbors driving by, oh yeah, it'll be a hot topic in the town. Mostly it'll go all over the internet. We're not popular, but our testings do go all over. And here's what we do reach. We reach sheep that are seeking the truth of God. We leave the goats for you guys. Goats that wear professional sports hats on their temple. We leave the goats for you. Goats like modern pastor, feminized Greg Hyerling. And his wife. We leave the goats to you guys. But the sheep may find the truth of God. And that's what we go for. And that's what the Bible teaches us to do. So still waiting for Hyerling Greg, or any man from this church, to bring the Bible and answer one question. Where is the unconditional love of God taught anywhere in Scripture? Where is it? My Bible shows me a covenantal God that says, do this, I'll do this. Repent and I won't do this. That's my God. Who is your false God? Well, Paul warned in 2 Corinthians 11, I think it's verse 4, there'll be false Jesus, false gospels, false spirit. We don't want that for our neighbor. We want our neighbor to know love and truth and hope and joy and peace and mercy and grace. Because without it, you're not going to enter the kingdom of God. And we need to talk about grace. Grace does not let you keep sinning like your once saved, always saved doctrine teaches. Grace teaches you that you have to walk according to the word of God. You get the influence of God, the effect of God, the power of God. You can walk in his grace. And when you repent, you're forgiven of sin and he gives you power. Ready? Something you don't know about. Overcoming sin. You guys just all live in sin. The Bible says you can overcome your sin. Now, sinless perfection is not something that we teach. We all can fall, we all can choose it. But living in willful sin, living in willful sin is not something that God's people do. In fact, the Bible says God's people are called saints. Yeah, let's get this on video. They called the police on us. So imagine, my young brother thought that they would want the truth of God when you come here. But of course not. He knows better than that if he really thinks hard. Sometimes I think that too. Maybe they'll want the truth, and I've been doing it for many more years than him. They don't want truth here. Why? Because they don't teach truth. They don't have the truth. They don't want the truth. They don't practice the truth. So we're just loving our neighbor with the gospel truth today. Your gospel is accursed, Galatians 1. You can't find eternal life in a false gospel. Your doctrines are accursed. Pagan holidays, lady pastors, seven mountain mandates, worldliness. Look up our testing, folks, at don'tperish.com. It'll be all over the internet. In a week or two, when you search this church, it'll pop right up. There'll be a testing coming up of hireling feminist Greg as well. There's a Bible verse that this reminds me of, John 3, 19 through 21. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness, because the light reproves them, and they hide in the dark. John 3, 19 through 21. This is what your hireling pastor does, hides in the dark. Four or five men came out. They tried to swoop in on this seeker that was standing there talking to us. I said, show me where is the unconditional love of God. Oh, and he walked away in 10 seconds. This is your iron here. It's pot metal. It's plastic utensils. It's not of God. We got to make a video about this one. This one is important, and this really matters. It all matters, but this one really matters. All of this could have gone so different. They had five men walk up when we got here. They could have opened their Bibles, and we could have had a conversation on a public sidewalk. Instead, they couldn't answer, where's the unconditional love of God in the Bible? Because it's not unconditional love in the Bible. God's covenants are always conditional. Did you know that? I guess you don't know that because you love your sin and carnality, and you practice false ways that are going to send you to eternal fire, weeping and gnashing of teeth. Test yourself, sir. Stay away from these corrupt churches in America like Crossing Church. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com, sir. Help you in the truth of God. Loving our neighbor with the truth today. What a glorious job I get to do. Retired, self-funded. My brother labors and funds himself. What a glorious job we get to do, lifting up the biblical gospel, exposing man-made religion, preaching the truth, making disciples, teaching them to obey everything God commanded. Oh, there's few. Just as Jesus said in Matthew 7, the word few means puny. Folks, look at our testing at don'tperish.com. You're being deceived by a false, corrupt, feminist, perverted, corrupt church. Don'tperish.com has a testing on the front page. We're going to be adding video and audio to it later. Why? We don't make a penny off of this. Why do we do it? Because God told us to do it. It's for His glory, number one. Number two, He said, go preach the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, and call people to repentance. You guys need to repent. And three, we love our neighbor, the second great command, to warn you about your sin, worldliness, feminization, and carnality. The Bible says, go and be peaceful. Make peace with all men if possible. Well, we can't have peace with you, but we can definitely be peaceful. There was two police officers here. I guess we're so dangerous, they left already. I guess it pays to have a good reputation. Let me make a video about that. That will be edifying to people that find your testing and watch our website. Hey, man of iron, you're just out here praying in public. Hey, why don't you do something else Jesus said not to do? Where's your horn and your bell to ring when you give your tithe that's got a money-back guarantee? Why don't you ring a bell when you get your money-back guarantee? Why don't you do that? Because you're doing a whole bunch of stuff that Jesus said not to do. You're preaching a false gospel. You're of the world. You're promoting feminization. You're promoting pagan holidays. Did I say a false gospel? I think I did. You're promoting worldliness. You're promoting money taking. You're promoting a false denomination like Pentecostalism. All of these things are false before a holy God. But our testing will get out there. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. It's going to help people see. We got a testing at don'tperish.com. We're going to show you why this is sin and worldliness. We're going to show you why you can't find eternal life. Following after corrupt hirelings like Crossing Church. Why you can't find eternal life living like the world. James 4:4. To be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. A friend of the world means you're fond of the world. You guys are fond of the world. You act like it. You entertain like it. You dress like it. You live like it. About the only time you're a little different is on your Sunday morning corrupt church system. But that's a stench in the nostrils of a holy God. Look at our testing across church, folks. Shining the light of truth. Holding people to the word of God that claim his name. Warning them lest they perish in their sin. And there's a lot of sin here at Cross Church. A lot of worldliness. A lot of heresy. A lot of feminization. When one sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin killed two Levitical priests in Leviticus 10. One sin, Peter said to Simon in Acts 8, you better repent for buying the Holy Spirit. Trying to. One sin killed Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. Yet you think you're going to get away with all your sin, Crossing Church. Hireling feminist Greg Dumas and his feminist carnal wife, Lady False Pastor. You think you're going to get away with all your sin? Calling your men of iron, when they're a bunch of wet noodles? Impotent in the Word of God. No biblical testosterone here. A bunch of dead, limp, sad, pathetic, worldly, carnal, feminized men. But our testing at don'tperish.com points the light of the biblical gospel. It shows the true New Testament body, and it warns people to come out of the world. Come out of churchianity. Run to the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Cling to him with all that you are. And the grace of God can cleanse you, but you don't get to live in sin. The Bible says, flee all appearance of evil. Crossing Church is wicked and evil. Look at our testing at don'tperish.com, folks. We show you why in the Bible they're teaching you a false gospel that cannot save you.